هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
In a bold display of endurance and solidarity, the upcoming campaign centers on a powerful journey of remembrance and hope. You Belong, a not-for-profit organization founder Tim Buxton, is set to run 100 kilometers across Kurdistan region, Iraq, retracing the very steps many waymakers once took to flee the terror of ISIS. Joined by six dedicated teammates, Tim's run is more than a physical feat. It's a moving tribute to resilience and the human spirit. To help us understand more about this journey, we have the founder of You Belong, Tim Buxton, with us. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Tim.
Hi, it's so great to be with you again. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you.
Tim, what inspired you to take on this 100-kilometre run across Kurdistan region, Iraq?
Yes, it's a great question, and it really goes back to the time that we spent living there working with an NGO back in 2014. We moved to Iraq, and of course we know what took grip of the nation at the time was ISIS and came across and invaded. Almost two-thirds of Iraq was under the control of ISIS, and many refugees fled into the region of Kurdistan that we lived. And so I really, after spending our time there, I really felt such a strong burden to return after more than 8 years, after we've been back here in Australia, to revisit these families at the place where it all began for me and my wife, working amongst refugee people.
Tim, how did the idea of retracing the escape route of waymakers come about?
It's one thing that we do every year is we try to bring the journey, the waymakers' journey, as we call, of refugees into the hearts and minds of everyday Australians to help them understand the length quite often and also the difficulty of actually having to flee your home. And so each year we do an event called Move to Belong, where we encourage everyone to pick their own distance that a refugee may have traveled in the many different parts of the world. And for me, I chose Iraq because it was a very personal journey for me. And the distance that many of these waymakers, refugees, would flee was about 100 kilometers. In fact, it's actually 100 miles, because which makes it about 170 kilometers. So it's a little bit further. It's essentially a marathon every day that I'll be running. And so I really wanted to symbolize that same journey that the people that we cared very deeply about.
So speaking of that journey and waymakers, can you tell us about the path you're retracing? Who were the waymakers and what did they endure during ISIS's rise?
There were so many different ethnic, religious and people group backgrounds that were targeted by ISIS. Some of them were from a Yazidi background. Others were Shabak or Kakai, Christian minorities. They were all targeted by ISIS. And those that were living in particular on the outskirts of Mosul, which were the Yazidi and the Shabak, were the particular people group that we actually took in and helped provide accommodation for. And so they fled the outskirts of Mosul. And many of them really wanted to get into the safety of the mountains of Kurdistan, which was in the region of Suran, where we lived. And so it was a long, long journey for them to make. And it's an incredible testament. Many of these families have since returned back to those regions since Mosul has been liberated and are rebuilding their homes. And I'm actually hoping to go and visit and reunite with some of these families we took in all those years ago, and over 10 years ago when they first left. And so for me, it's going to be a special reunion to meet with them and to know that they're doing well. And then I guess to say, you know what, I want to do your journey. I want to relive your journey in an act of solidarity and hopefully draw attention around the world and here in Australia of what it is not only they but many others still to this day have to do to escape to find safety.
Speaking of the journey and the run and the people, were there any safety or logistical challenges in planning this route through Kurdistan region, Iraq?
100%. There's so many things that come up even to this day. You know, we're wanting to document this journey. We want to be able to share it, not only through potentially live streaming it, but also creating a small film documentary about the journey so people can really see and experience not only the harshness of the landscape, but also the beauty of the cultures and the beauty and hospitality of the people. We want to share that with people. And so getting permissions to film is obviously very sensitive. We're looking at getting drone footage, which is also very highly sensitive. Drones have been known to be used in obviously military operations. A lot of the checkpoints, we're having to reconsider which checkpoints and which route we can take now because of different political and even military groups that control different checkpoints. So there's a lot of things we have to consider and lean heavily on our local friends there to help guide us.
You're running with six teammates. How were they selected and what do they bring to the journey?
Yeah, I have my most incredible ultra endurance running coach coming with me. He's been a friend and he said, well, if you're going to do this, I'm going to come along and run alongside you to make sure you make it. He's done many of these kinds of distances. And the reason, you know, again, a reason why 100 miles is a very special distance in the ultra running community. It's called a miler or a 100 miler. And so It's a special distance to have him on board. And then we've got another runner that's coming along as a support runner. And then we have my son, a 12-year-old son who was 5 years old when we left.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be joining me as well.
Well, that's so brave of him.
It is. And it's going to be a special return for him. And then we have three other members that are going to be doing the filming and documentary work. So a great team that will hopefully capture and be able to share this journey with everyone.
Tim, what kind of, physical and mental training do you undergo to prepare for this?
Look, I've been running and training in the gym for about 6 months now, so it's quite a long preparation. We recently completed a marathon, but I'm going to have to run four marathons in a row in temperatures that are upwards of 30 to 40 degrees Celsius with three different mountain ranges. And so currently I'm doing some hill training in terms of getting my body used to running not just on a flat road, but up hills and, of course, acclimatizing to the heat. It's the winter here in Australia. And so I'm having to run at warm times of the day, obviously start getting into saunas to get my body used to being constantly exposed to heat. So there's a lot of preparation. And a funny thing that, a great thing is the Ministry of Sport in Kurdistan are excited and heard about this. And we've got permission, obviously, to be officially be able to do this. We're running along main roads and things like that, something that they're not used to. And they offered to say, hey, maybe we'll supply an ambulance to kind of journey along
That's
with
nice.
You in case you need it.
Tim, what does it feel or what would it feel like emotionally and physically to run across a landscape shaped by such a recent trauma?
You know, it's more than the physical endurance, as you said, of what the landscape will offer. It is the remembrance of and the memories that we had personally of people we met along the road, of seeing hundreds of thousands of people squatting in the middle of the road. I remember there's many, many memories and understanding. You even see the signs on in various regions where landmines have been. And you're constantly reminded of the great suffering that many of these families experienced. And so it can be quite lonely as well, you know. And I think that's one of the most challenging things is sometimes when you're running these long endurance distances, you're left with your own thoughts and your mind. And to overcome that is something I know I'll have some challenges, but it's only a small amount compared to those that actually had to flee for their lives, not because they could choose to, but because they were forced to.
If you could speak to someone who walked this path fleeing ISIS, what would you want to say or hear?
I think the most important thing we can always offer is to say that I'm with you, you're not alone, and that I'm here, and I want to understand what you must have gone through. You don't ever move past these experiences. I think they stay with you forever. They shape you. And I think we all know what it's like to feel alone. We all know what it's like to lose home, to not belong, to feel that they're, you know, we're in search for a place that we can call home and belong. And you can offer to be a friend to someone in those moments. So it's really a run. And I think that saying says to walk a mile in the shoes of somebody else is such an important thing. And that's why we would invite everybody out there that you can participate in your way. I might be going to Iraq to run 100 miles. It's a special personal mission for me, but everyone else can choose their own challenge or their own 100 to walk a mile or walk 10 miles in the shoes and say, you know what, I want to draw attention to this. This isn't what happened in the past. This is something, sadly, that's happening. We see on the news, we watch the wars around the world and conflict that so many people don't feel that sense of safety and belonging. And we can draw attention to that by simple act as walking or moving, as we say, moving to belong.
Tim, how will this journey support the work of You Belong or help those still affected by displacement?
Yeah, we are so passionate about the programs that we run at You Belong that provide a real sense of community connection, of skills training, whether it be through helping English classes, through our driver mentor program, which helps newly settled waymakers and refugees get their license. We have welcome picnics that we run, and we're hoping that we can raise upwards of $100,000 to help keep these programs operating over the next year. We have a committed team of staff and so many volunteers that help make these programs so impactful in the community. And so we want to make sure we can continue to support them and ensure we have all the resources we need. So we're so grateful for the work we get to do in communities like Toowoomba and on the Gold Coast and regional parts here in Southeast Queensland. So every little bit will go towards helping us keep these incredible programs alive and well in the years to come.
Tim Buxton, founder of You Belong, we appreciate your sharing your upcoming journey with us and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.